Empowerment begins with access.
A very good evening, ladies and gentlemen, listeners. Welcome to Hustle and Flow, a show that airs every Thursday evening. But today, I decided to pre-record it during the day because I am in Mutare. And if you've been listening to the radio, you know exactly what is happening in Mutare. It is the Sanganai Hlanganani, the 2025 edition, and it is hosted in Mutare this time around. So a lot has been happening, and I will be giving you some updates, but just to align to what the show is about, because Hustle and Flow is about young entrepreneurs. We just want to find out how young or how entrepreneurs can tap into tourism, especially travel and tourism, local tourism in Zimbabwe. So if you want more of that and more, don't you think about thinking about going anyway. It is Hustle and Flow.
Wealth is not just what's in your wallet. It's in what you know and what you do with it.
Welcome back to Hustle and Flow. We are specifically talking about the tourism sector. It's just 15 minutes, but today we want to cover a little bit more about how entrepreneurs can tap into the tourism sector. So Zimbabwe's tourism industry presents a dynamic and promising landscape for entrepreneurs with a rich array of natural wonders, historical sites, and welcoming culture. So the economy or the country is actively working to attract both local and international investors. And here's some insightful breakdown of how entrepreneurs can tap into this sector. There's a lot that we're going to cover. We're going to cover the market and identifying opportunities. We'll talk about strategic business ideas for entrepreneurs. And we'll also talk about navigating the regulatory and business environment, as well as building strategic partnerships. I think partnerships and partnering with different people in different sectors has been one of the major things we've been encouraging people here on Hustle and Flow. So let's go to the first one, understanding the market and identifying opportunities. So Zimbabwe's tourism sector is on a path to recovery and growth. So recent government reforms and a renewed focus on attracting investment have created a more favorable business environment to succeed. All right. So entrepreneurs, they must first understand the key segments and emerging trends, because this is going to point you in the direction, the right direction towards the actual bag, the money, right? So there's something that is called a diverse attractions, which is probably aligned with the tourism industry. I mean, in any industry, you can talk about diverse, you can talk about attraction, but in this particular context, Zimbabwe's appeal goes beyond the iconic Victoria Falls. Opportunities exist in a wide range of areas, including wildlife and nature, cultural and historical tourism, and sports and tourism as well. And there's a growing demand for specific experiences in different parts of Zimbabwe, which is the reason why I think the ZTA decided to move the expo to different parts of Zimbabwe, starting with Mutare after Bulawayo. So, like I said, Zimbabwe's appeal goes beyond the iconic Victoria Falls. And I mentioned wildlife and nature, cultural, historical tourism, and adventure and sports tourism. So, with wildlife and nature, Hwange National Park, Manapos National Park, and the Great Limpopo Transfrontier Park are prime locations for safari and eco-tourism ventures, right? And these are some of the destinations that you could offer. You could offer services to take people there, show them around, offer different packages with accommodation, with transportation, and be convenient, especially convenience when people are traveling, especially in a foreign country or a foreign city. And I mentioned cultural and historical tourism, the Great Zimbabwe Ruins. You know, it's so crazy that there are people that stay in Mashingo, but they've never been to the Great Zimbabwe, which is quite... It's because there are no opportunities that are being offered to them. Imagine you're an entrepreneur, you offer a package, you say it's a day trip, with a bus, with lunch, with literally lunch and maybe a dinner. Offer that package to them. That's a package that someone in Mashingo has never really been offered. They would want that. A reasonable price, reasonable rates, because people sometimes don't go to these places because they don't have the means. So there's an opportunity over there. And adventure and sports tourism. So Lake Kariba in the Eastern Highlands, which is where we are, provide opportunities for activities like boating, fishing, hiking, and mountain biking. And again, there are people in Mutare that have never been to Nyanga, that have never been to some of these destinations, because ananga vachitikira kure. How are you marketing these events? Offer proper packages, offer affordable packages to them. And there's also a growing demand for specific experiences. Modern day travelers are seeking authentic, immersive and sustainable experiences. So entrepreneurs can capitalize on this by focusing on, number one, ecotourism, developing eco-friendly lodges, tours and activities that minimize environmental impact. Number two, cultural immersion, right? Creating packages that allow visitors to engage with local communities, learn traditional crafts and experience Zimbabwe's cuisine. And then there are niche markets that you can also offer that are appeal to a niche type of demography that target specific groups such as bird watchers, photography enthusiasts.
Money aside, what do you need right now?
I'll take that money you just put aside.
Okay, we'll stick with classic cash then.
I need money.
Cash.
Show me the money.
Need money?
Yeah. I just said I'll take that money.
Get money.
This space where these birds are leaving, or these environments that these birds are existing, right? And another thing that you need to do if you want to tap into to the travel and tourism sector as an entrepreneur is being strategic and partnering. So strategic business ideas for entrepreneurs include accommodation, offering accommodation, tour operation, and offering services that involve everything, like a one-stop shop type of a thing. And also learning how to navigate the regulatory and business environment. So while the government of Zimbabwe is actively working to simplify processes, entrepreneurs must be aware of the necessary steps to formalize their businesses. Of course, registering the business, licensing and regulation. So business registration is important. Register your business and register your company with the registrar of companies under the Ministry of Industry and Commerce. And of course, tourism operator license. There's a license that is it's given by the ZTA. So obtain a license on the Zimbabwean Tourism Authority to legally operate as a tourism business. And then there are national park permits as well. If your business involves safaris or is into the areas that are protected, you will need to apply for permits and pay fees to the Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Authority. So part of the reason why we are doing this, so that we align with what's going on at the Sanganai Sanganani Expo here in Mutare, because there are so many opportunities, especially the year 2025, where ZTA is opening up their, they're saying we are opening up our doors, opening up our offices to people who want to partner and allow people to experience Zimbabwe in their own perspective, which is what they've been talking about. So Sanganai Sanganani, for maybe if you don't know, maybe you're an entrepreneur, you've never heard of it before. It's a World Tourism Expo, and it's an annual tourism trade fair organized by the Zimbabwe Tourism Authority, and it showcases the widest variety of Africa's best tourism, the products, and attracts international visitors and media from across the world. So it's an international expo. So why participate as an entrepreneur? Meet and network, which is what Sanganai means. It means meeting and just physically meeting with exhibitors, buyer, investors, and suppliers of service to the tourism sector from all over the world. And number two, why should you participate as an entrepreneur? Establish strategic business partnerships with world tourism players. Showcase your destination, products, and services. You could be someone who's into logistics. You could be owning a bus, owning a kombi, owning something that can tap into the value chain of the tourism sector. So that is a big why you should be coming here, or a big why you should be looking into that direction. So to proceed with some of the pillars, what you need to tap into this market, building strategic partnership, which is why you should be here, meeting Kusangana Nevanu. Success in the tourism industry often depends on collaboration. Success in any business venture, to be honest. So entrepreneurs should seek to build a strong network. Local businesses, partner with local hotels, restaurants, and other tour operators to create bundled packages. I think I mentioned packages, and offer seamless experience for tourists or people that are around. Get someone who's doing logistics. Get someone who does catering for food. Get someone who then will be the tour guide. Offer a package. The next thing, everyone is benefiting from that value chain, from the person who's driving, the person who's making the food, to the person who's taking them on the tour guide. So it's something that is of paramount importance for an entrepreneur to tap into. And community engagement. Engage with local communities to ensure your business contributes positively to the area. This can involve hiring local staff and sourcing goods from nearby farmers or people that are in the community, because sometimes you just want people around, especially these these destinations. We've heard stories of people that live around and they're not benefiting from what's happening around these tourist areas. So tap into those the locals, because they know these places better. They should also benefit from that. And that's a business opportunity. And there's also an online and international presence. Collaborate with international travel agencies, online booking platforms to reach a wider audience. Invest in professional websites and use social media to showcase your offerings. I think one of the biggest growing sectors is the schools. Every other corner there's a school being built. There are so many schools that are being built. Tap into those markets, offer packages to take them around and showcase or show them the different various tourism destinations that are around Zimbabwe. So yeah, because of time, we may not be able to cover everything, which I think is going to be a two-part series this week and next week, as we gather more information at the Sanganai Sanganani World Tour, which is happening in Mutare. We'll be playing some of the voices we are getting here and some of the reports that we are also getting from some of the different various journalists that are here, and we'll definitely keep you posted on how you can tap into this market. So till next week, same time, same place, my name is Tatenda G. The name of the show is Hustle and Flow.